Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox. After this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Joshua 22:5.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Joshua 22:5. But be very careful to obey all the commands and the instructions that Moses gave to you. Love the Lord your God, walk in all his ways, obey his commands, hold firmly to him, and serve him with all your heart and all your soul. Have you ever felt like a parrot when it comes to your prayer life? What I mean is, you repeat the same phrase because you don't know what else to say. When my kids were young, I got stuck in the rut of asking God to bless my children and keep them safe. Every day, the same request, until I learned to pray scripture. That's when everything changed for me. The Bible contains many prayers that we can adopt as our own. It also contains numerous verses and passages that we can use as the basis for our prayers. Today's verse is one of them. Before we see how we can use it on the behalf of those we love, let's understand the context. The tribes of Israel had just fought a battle and won. The tribes of Reuben and Gad and a half-tribe of Manasseh had joined forces as part of an agreement they'd made with Moses when he was still alive. They had asked him if they could settle on the opposite side of the Jordan River from the other tribes, and he'd said yes, provided they helped fight the battles necessary to claim the land. This battle marked the fulfillment of their obligation, so Joshua commended them for keeping their word, and then he released them to cross the river to establish their homes there. Today's verse contains Joshua's parting words when he bid them goodbye. Perhaps he felt it necessary to give the instructions because the distance between these tribes and the others could cause a disconnect of sorts. Maybe he feared that not having the majority of tribes nearby would make it easy for the minority to wander down the wrong path spiritually. They might marry foreigners who served other gods, and they would then abandon the God of their fathers to adopt those gods. Maybe they'd forget Yahweh's commands and make up their own laws and rituals. Those were all legitimate concerns. Joshua wanted his people to flourish, so he gave them 5 commands that, if kept, would ensure God's blessings. Hey, we want our people to flourish and experience God's blessings too, right? But we live in a world filled with temptations that offer so much appeal. Our own hearts deceive us into believing lies sometimes, and off we go, making poor choices and putting our own desires first rather than God's law. Joshua knew what he was talking about when he gave these parting words, and they apply very well to us today. So let's take a brief look at each of these 5 commands so we can understand and apply them in prayer on the behalf of our people. The first is, be very careful to obey all the commands and the instructions that Moses gave to you. The King James Version says, take diligent heed to obey. So this denotes two things. First, the attitude with which we were to regard God's commands. They're to be taken seriously, nothing flippant about them. And second, the need to obey them. In fact, Joshua repeated, "Obey his commands," a moment later, indicating that this is really important. Let's pray for our loved ones to respect God's laws, but that it won't stop there. Let's pray that respect will translate into obedience. Second, Joshua reminded the people to love the Lord their God. Jesus said that this was the most important command, so let's pray that our loved ones will learn to love God and do it as Jesus described, with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. If our loved ones obeyed this command, then really, everything surrounding their choices, values, priorities, and behaviors will fall into place. Third, Joshua told them to walk in all of God's ways. Let's pray then that our loved ones will stay on the path of righteousness and not wander onto the path of destruction. And let's pray that they'll seek to walk in all of God's ways, not just the ones that feel comfortable or convenient. Fourth, Joshua told his people to hold firmly to God. Other nations served false gods and worshipped idols, and he wanted these tribes to have no part in such practices. He wanted them to trust in Yahweh alone and to recognize that he was their very life. Let's pray for our people to cling to God alone in the midst of so many voices, but encourage them to trust in other things like money, power, material possessions, and their own skills and talents. And last, Joshua told his people to serve God with all their heart and soul. Their loyalty to God was to be enthusiastic. They weren't to serve him because, well, that's what their ancestors had done, and what else were they supposed to do? They were to serve him on their own accord, fully surrendered and with joy. Let's pray that our people will serve the Lord not because they feel pressured by others to do so or because they're coasting along on someone else's faith, but because they're eager to demonstrate their love for Jesus just as he demonstrated his love for them. Let's pray that the word lukewarm will never describe their spiritual condition, but that they will love and serve God faithfully until the day he calls them home. I want to pray for those we love, okay? Heavenly Father, thank you for Joshua's wise words that still apply today. Just as he loved his people, so we love ours, and we want their best. And so we pray that you will give them an attitude of respect for your commands, and that this attitude will translate into obedience. We pray for them to learn to love you with all their heart, soul, and mind. Give them the wisdom to walk the path of righteousness in all your ways. Teach them to hold firmly to you alone and to serve you with passion and enthusiasm, fully surrendered and with joy. Father, we know that you love those we love far more than we ever will or could, and so we trust you to do these things for their well-being and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reason podcast show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.